From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Gaudette. It's Idaho Matters. Bob Hope was a movie star legend, starring in hit after hit for decades, and he used his star power and his comedic wit to bring joy and laughter to U.S. troops far away from home for 50 years. Hope took part in his first USO show in 1941 and went on to provide morale-boosting programs around the globe throughout World War II, but he didn't stop when the war was over. He was still on stage with other stars, cracking jokes and crooning through the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the Lebanon Civil War, the Iran-Iraq War, and the Persian Gulf War. A new exhibit at the Idaho State Museum explores Hope's tours during World War II. It's called So Ready for Laughter, The Legacy of Bob Hope. Joining us now to talk more about the exhibit is Nicole Ingalaterra, curator of collections and exhibitions with the Idaho State Museum. Welcome to Idaho Matters.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So tell me about this exhibit. Where did it come from?
So this exhibit is coming to Idaho from the National World War II Museum. And it is a really fantastic partnership between the World War II Museum and the Bob and Dolores Hope Foundation and the Bob Hope Archive. So it's a really beautiful production.
So is this just about Hope's USO tours in World War II or more than that?
More than that. This really takes us through Bob Hope's journey, who he began life as an immigrant from England. Who came through Ellis Island, and how he transformed himself into one of the most beloved entertainers of the 20th century. And then it takes us through, of course, the hallmark, what we all know him for, his service as part of the USO, helping to found the Hollywood Canteen, and then moving on from that, like you mentioned, his service in later theaters as well. So all up into the 60s and 70s, and really introducing us to that legacy that he left, not just with the troops, but with the American public.
Wow. Okay, tell us about the exhibit. What are people going to see when they go?
Yeah, so a lot of memorabilia. So, of course, Bob Hope was a very much beloved individual. He received well over, I think at the height of World War II, 38,000 different types of fan mail and letters that he inevitably, responded to as much as he and his team possibly could, sometimes months later. So a lot of these are physical mementos sent to Bob Hope by different members of the community he served. Some of these are like there's a commemorative board game that I absolutely adore. There's, of course, some of these take multiple forms and shapes. The commemorative mementos, of course, there's a coconut that was mailed to Bob Hope for a whopping 18 cents. So really, it runs the gamut of different ways people reached out to him and different ways that he remembered them. Because there was definitely that reciprocal relationship there.
And I understand there's some rare photos that maybe unpublished photos of Hope in this exhibit.
Yes, some really stunning photography, as well as media reel. So again, this is that the World War II Museum and the Bob Hope Archives. It's a really incredible production. So there are, again, stunning photographs, lots of really great clips of recordings of Hope performing, as well as interviews with individuals who were touched by Hope. Some of the archival collections that are on display, like Hope's journal, absolutely amazing, walking you through some of his jokes that he was creating kind of on the fly during his tour, as well as his personal thoughts when he was out there amongst the troops.
We're speaking with Nicole Ingalaterra about the new Bob Hope exhibit at the Idaho State Museum in Boise. You know, I think it's fascinating when we're talking about Bob Hope because some people think of Bob Hope as just an entertainer, you know, maybe just in movies, but not realizing this whole other side, the USO side, where he toured and traveled and did so much for servicemen and women.
Yes, it's estimated he served or performed in front of roughly 11 million troops over the course of his career. So much so that he was inevitably awarded honorary veteran status by the United States government.
That's amazing. And you mentioned that this is his whole career. It goes from when he comes to the U.S. All the way up until he became famous. I didn't know some of the things that he did before he became an entertainer. He was a butcher's assistant.
Yep, a butcher's assistant, a shoe salesman, an amateur boxer, and all of this before during the 1920s before he hit vaudeville. And so that's where, between singing and dancing, he found his stride, and that launched him into radio. The Pepsodent Show, which is highlighted in the exhibition, was really the way the American public first got to know Bob Hope. And then ultimately, by the World War II effort that he became an integral part of, he became one of, like I said, the most beloved entertainers of the 20th century.
He really did, and he had that unique relationship with folks, especially if they were serving overseas, because this was a little bit of a home. Bob Hope would come and bring a little bit of home and a little bit of fun into some really nasty, ugly places that were going on, when the various wars were happening.
Yeah, and something else that's really remarkable about this exhibition, again, those archival collections, there's a letter that always gets me emotionally from a mother of a young man who served in Pavuvu. That became a name that was hugely recognizable to Bob Hope. He held a few performances there, and her 19-year-old son, who had never left home, was killed, unfortunately, in his first battle serving in World War II. And she wrote an incredibly touching letter to Hope about her son's experience being entertained by him and how it was just such a moment that he felt so much more connected to life back home because of Hope's performance. And the amazement that he had that this larger than life figure would come to a crummy little hole like Pavuvu to perform for them all. So that's printed inside the exhibit as well, and some of those other touching stories again of how he made such an impact with others, but then that impact he carried with him for the rest of his life.
Why did you want this exhibit to come to the Idaho State Museum?
Idahoans are so proud of their history of military service, especially I think during World War II. So we've seen in our visitation, many Idahoans, people who have attended this exhibit, had a personal connection to Bob Hope. So whether they met him in later on in his career, Bob Hope did perform in Idaho several times, or whether they had the stories that again sustained their parents or grandparents, or some. We did have a veteran visit who had been in attendance at one of Hope's World War II performances. Those stories have come out of the woodwork here, and we knew that they were here. And again, because of that pride in military service. And we've also seen different people who had other connections to Hope. Bob Hope's bodyguard at one point in time has already visited the exhibit.
Oh,
So
really?
he's touched a
Wow.
lot of lives, sometimes very directly, sometimes somewhat more indirectly. And so these exhibitions, they allow us to bring those stories into the space, in a really unique and powerful way.
That's fantastic. I'm glad the reaction has been so positive and so wonderful. And this exhibit, it continues into, I think, April.
Yes, April 7th, 2024 is the last day that this will be open to the public. So we're really excited to provide programming throughout. So stay tuned for more as that is developed and released as well. But we're really grateful for, of course, the National World War II Museum for making this, the Bob and Dolores Hope Foundation for funding the tour itself, and for our local sponsors. George Jetton, Parsons Bailey, and Latimer, as well as the Foundation for Idaho History, for bringing it here and making it possible.
Wow, fantastic. We've been speaking with Nicole Ingletara, curator of collections and exhibitions with the Idaho State Museum, about the new Bob Hope exhibit at the museum in Boise. It's called So Ready for Laughter: The Legacy of Bob Hope. And as we said, it runs through April 7th. Nicole, thank you so much for telling us a little bit about it.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.